Page 112. 3. Read and listen. Check your answers. Story time.
Let's go camping.
Let's go camping, said Mum.
Camping? Said Dad. What do we know about camping?
Well, everyone says it's fun, said Mum.
I'm not so sure, said Dad. I think I prefer hotels.
But I liked the idea.
Come on, Dad, I said. Let's do something different.
OK, said Dad.
Let's make a big list of all the things we need, said Mum.
A big list?
Asked Dad. He looked a bit worried.
Yes, we'll need a lot more than a tent, Mum said.
And so we made a list. Mum wrote it and I added some notes.
Flowers, said Dad.
Yes, said Mum, to make our tent a home.
We didn't have many of these things, so we spent the first day of our holidays in the camping shop.
Wow, that is a lot of things, said Dad. Are you sure you don't want a week in a hotel?
Dad asked.
No, Mum and I said. Camping's going to be fun.
We took everything home and put it all on the kitchen table. There wasn't enough space, so we put some on the floor. An hour later, Mum came downstairs with two big suitcases of clothes. I made another big bag of food. I didn't want to forget the most important things. Dad came in and looked at all the things on the floor.
We're going to need a bigger car, he said.
Don't be silly, said Mum. You take everything outside and I'll put it all in the car. I'm good at packing.
Half an hour later, Mum was finished. There was just enough space for three of us to sit in the car.
Come on, Dad said. Jump in. Let's go camping.
Two hours later, we arrived at the campsite. We parked the car under a tree.
This looks like a good place for a tent, Dad said. Let's get everything out of the car.
Soon, the bags from our kitchen floor were on the grass under the tree.
OK, said Dad. Who wants to help me put the tent up?
Which bag is the tent? I asked.
The big blue one,
Dad replied. I looked everywhere.
There is no big blue bag, I said.
Oh, no, cried Mum. We left the tent at home.
Don't worry, said Dad. There's a nice hotel just over there.